Well, please sit down. Well, good morning. Yeah, my name is Hannah, and this morning we are going to be looking at a really, really exciting story from the Bible. And I'm really excited to look at this all together, all of us together. So, to start with, I've got a little game for you, and Reuben's going to come and help me by holding some paper up over here. Reuben, do you want to come and hold over here? And I think maybe as Arla, would you like to come and help with Chloe? Right, over here. So, I've got some paper. I need you to hold up this first one. Do you think you can hold that one up?
Batman.
It's Batman. Yeah, so we've got Batman over here. Reuben, can you hold the first one up? And we've got Superman over here. Okay, so the question is, who would win in a fight? Have a little think, and then I want you to point. Do you think Batman? Or do you think Superman? Okay, you ready? 3, 2, 1, point to who you think. Batman or Superman? Oh, there's lots of Superman. Okay, you can put that one on the floor. You can hold the... It's all right, Arla. Arla, can you hold this one up? Now we want the crocodile, yeah? Thanks, Arla. We've got the crocodile. Can you hold the next one up? Oh, the crocodile versus the tiger. Who do you think would win? You think the croc... Right, are you ready? 3, 2, 1, point to who you think would win. Oh, there's a bit of both. I think most people have gone for the crocodile with his big teeth, but a few people have gone for the tiger. Okay, let's have the next picture. Could you hold it up? What have we got? We've got Hercules over here, he's very strong, and we've got the whole family over here of the Incredibles. Oh, so are you ready? 3, 2, 1, point to who you think. Oh, quite a mixture again. Quite a mixture. They're all pretty strong, aren't they? Well done. No, you're not losing. Don't worry. That's great. You're just my helpers. You're doing great. Can you hold the next one up? We've got... This is a strange one. What about... Oh, that's it. Let's flip it around. A caterpillar versus a snail. Who would win? Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. Point to who you think. Oh, some for the snails. Lots are choosing the caterpillar. Interesting. Okay. Pop it down. You can hold up the next one. Right, that's it. Oh, thanks, Mabel. Okay, now in our story, we have two groups of people. We have the Israelites. Now, these were God's people. These were the group of people who had come from Abraham. God had promised Abraham he was going to have a big family, and now he did. A whole nation, the Israelites, were his family. And God had given them his laws so they knew how to love God and how to love other people. And God had promised them a special land, that the land of Canaan was going to be theirs to live in. So we have the Israelites. And then we have the Canaanites who were living in the land of Canaan. And they didn't know about God. They lived the way they wanted to. In fact, they did lots of bad things, and they didn't know about God. In fact, they worshipped lots of other gods, fake gods, idols. So we have these two groups of people, and when it came to we might be thinking about who would win in the fight between the Israelites and the Canaanites. Who was going to win in this fight for the city of Jericho? And Jericho was a big city where lots of the Canaanites were living. So who was going to win in this fight between the Israelites and the Canaanites? Well, that's a question that Joshua asked somebody he met. In fact, I haven't told you who Joshua was. You might be confused. Joshua was the leader of the Israelites. He was their leader. And Joshua met a man. We don't know exactly who he was. A man from God, or perhaps even God himself. And he asked the man this question. So I want you to see if you can listen really carefully. Isaac's going to come and read and see if you can hear what the answer the man gave. And we'll have the words up on the screen as well from the Bible. There we go.
Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" Neither, he replied, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, what message does my Lord have for his servant? The commander of the Lord's army replied, take off your sandals, for the place where you're standing is holy. And Joshua did so.
Okay, was anyone listening carefully? Joshua asked, whose side are you on? And what did this man from God say? Yeah? Neither. Joshua was asking the wrong question. He said neither. Do you know, we're going to find out today, this isn't a story about who's going to win between the Israelites and the Canaanites. This is a story about whether we're on God's side. Could you hold that next one up, Chloe? Could you hold... Chloe and Alana, can you hold that one? It's about whether we choose God, it's about God's side, or whether we reject God. We're going to see. These are the two sides in our story. God's side, or those who reject God or against God. So we'll keep that in mind, and we're going to hear the story next, okay? So you guys can pop that down on the chair. Thank you very much. So we're going to look now at the story of the Battle of Jericho. It's an amazing story, a dramatic story. So I'm going to read it from the Bible, and we're going to act it out right here in the church, okay? You up for that? So if you want to be part of Joshua's army, maybe some of the children would, maybe some of the grown-ups do too, would you like to come and sit at the front on the steps? If you want to come and be part of Joshua's army, you're going to have to do some marching. So come and sit on the steps if you want to join in with some marching. Lovely. Great job. Okay. That's great. Well done, Ola. Okay, so let's see what it says to start with. If we could have Joshua chapter 6, verse 1 up to start with. And this is what it says in the Bible. Now the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. So Jericho was a city surrounded by walls with its gates firmly shut. So everyone in the middle here, you're going to be in Jericho. And we need to make Jericho now. So Eddie's going to help me. I'm going to bring some walls round. So let's see. We're going to make some walls all the way around the edge. Now remember, in Jericho, they were not cardboard walls. These were big, strong walls. I don't know if someone can hold that one in here. Lovely. You're going to be barred in there. Great. In fact, the walls were so big, people could even live in them. So these were not flimsy cardboard walls, really big walls. Right, let's see. Do you think we can get walls all the way around the edge? Now, do you think you guys can... It could just rest on the bench there if you're happy with that. Lovely. Thank you. Phoebe, would you be able to put that last one over there? Great. How are we doing? Are they all walled in yet? Oh, I'm going to put one more over here. Whoops, sorry guys. I'm going to step over you. There's some walls at the front here. Do you mind holding that one? Is that all right? Yeah. Lovely. And let's see, we need the gates. The gates firm and shut. We've got a gate at the back there. Right, Indigo and Israel, could you just step to the side so I can come through? Lovely. Whoop. Okay, let's see. The gate shut at the back. There we go. Can I shut this gate here as well? Sorry, Dan. There we go. Gate shut here. How are we looking? Does that look like a big... Yes, that looks like a big, secure city with walls all around it. What do you think, guys? You're a bit scared about this. That's the people we've got to fight. Okay, so let's have a look what it says next in the Bible. So, the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and fighting men. March round the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Make 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horn in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march round the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear the sound, a long blast on the trumpets, make the whole army give a loud shout. Then the walls of the city will collapse and the army will go up, everyone straight in. Now, did you hear? These are God's instructions about how to fight this big, strong city. Did you guys hear what God's instructions were? Were they get all your swords, put on all your armor? No? What did you hear? What were they? Tom, what were they? 7 times. Yeah. God's instructions were walk around the edge of the city and play the trumpet. That seems a very strange way to win a battle, to walk around the edge and play a trumpet. But that's what God said. And Joshua chose to trust God. He listened to God and he did what God said, and so did all the people. So, you guys, I'm going to read out what happened. And I've got Louisa. She's got her trumpet here. So we've got a nice trumpet. So Louisa's going to come and lead you. So as I read, Louisa's got a trumpet. Don't blow it till I say so, Louisa. Right. She's going to lead you round, all the way around the wall to march round. Do you think you can do that, guys? Okay, so up you jump. And I'm going to read the next part. So you need to march quite quietly so we can also hear what it says in the Bible. So Joshua, son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, take up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and make seven priests carry the trumpets in front of it. And he ordered the army, advance! March around the city with an armed guard going ahead of the Lord. Good job, good marching. When Joshua had spoken to the people, the seven priests carrying the seven trumpets went before the Lord, blowing their trumpets. And the Ark of the Lord's Covenant followed them. And the armed guard marched ahead of the priests who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard followed the Ark. All this time, the trumpets were sounding. Right, you can stop there, Louisa, and the whole army can catch up with you. But Joshua commanded the army, do not give a war cry, do not raise your voices. Do not say a word until the day I tell you to shout, then shout. So he had the Ark of the Lord carried around the city, circling it once. And then the army returned to camp. Oh, perfect timing to spend the night there. There you go. You can all go to sleep now. Night, night. Have a little sleep. Wow, what a tiring day. Well, I hope you're not too tired because it's the next morning. And you've got to do the same thing again. We might have to go even a little bit faster this time, okay? Are you ready? Off we go, guys. So Joshua got up early the next morning. And the priests took up the Ark of the Lord, and the seven priests carrying the seven trumpets went forward, marching before the Ark and blowing the trumpets. Thank you. And the armed men went ahead of them, and the rear guard followed the Ark of the Lord while the trumpets kept sounding. So on the second day, they marched around the city once and returned to camp. Good job, guys. Keep returning to camp. You did such a good job. That's it. You've returned to camp. Great. Well, do you know how many times they did that?
Six
times. I'm not going to make you go around six times. You might be a bit tired. I know some of you have even already done park run. Right. So after 6 days of marching round, it came to the seventh day. And Tom remembered, right, on the seventh day, they had to march around the city 7 times. I'm not going to make you all do all that marching either. But imagine you'd got up, you've marched around the city 6 times already, okay? And this is the seventh time on the seventh day that you're marching around. So, what I'd like you to do is maybe march around and spread out all the way around. So if Louisa could take you round again one time, or some of you could go that way if you want, and just so that we spread out all around the city. That's it, let's spread out. So on the seventh day, that's it, you can stop there where you are now, that's good. On the seventh day, they got up at daybreak, and they marched around the city 7 times in the same manner, except that on that day, they circled the city 7 times. Now, we all know what's going to happen. So I'm going to need everyone, you guys need to listen to what I say, and then we're going to act it out. So I'll read it out, and then we'll act it out afterwards so that we can hear the words first. So the seventh time around, when the priest sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the army, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. When the trumpet sounded, the army shouted, and at the sound of the trumpet, when the men gave a loud shout, the walls collapsed. And everyone charged straight in and took the city. Do you think we can do that? So, We need the trumpet sounding, the people shouting. If you don't like loud noises, you might want to put your fingers in your ears. And then we need the walls to collapse. Do you think we can do all that? Okay. Are you ready? So when Joshua gave the command, go! You have to shout! So, good job, everybody. I'm so sorry, was it a bit loud for some people? Right. Now, do you remember what I was saying? You've helped us enact that so well, so we saw what happened. Now, who made those walls fall down? Was it the people? Did they make the walls fall down? No. Who made the walls fall down? God. God made the walls fall down. This was God's victory. Only God could do something so amazing to make the walls just fall down when the people marched around. Isn't it amazing? God is so strong and so powerful. But you know, Joshua and the Israelites, they got to share in God's victory, didn't they? They chose to listen to God and to do what he said, and they got to share in God's victory, in the amazing thing he did. Well, we are going to think a little bit more about this story after, but we're going to sing another song first. So thank you guys so much. You did a brilliant job. You guys can all go and sit down, and we'll sing another song. Well, let's take a seat. And I just want us to think a little bit more about some of the detail in this story, because two people get a special mention. We hear about their individual stories. And they help us to see that this story really is about God's victory and whether we choose to join with God, to choose God and to be part of his victory, or whether we choose to reject God. So the first one was a lady called Rahab. And now she was a Canaanite. She lived in the city of Jericho. And maybe, was anyone, I might need an adult because I think all the kids were helped between the Israelites. Would anyone like to come and be Rahab, who was sat here in the city of Jericho? I'm looking for maybe someone who was... Elsie, you want to be? Okay, cool. You come and be Rahab. So she lived in the city of Jericho. She was a Canaanite. So she hadn't had all God's laws. She was in a city where they worshipped idols. And we're going to find out about Rahab. So I think Isaac's going to come and read again. So listen carefully to see if you can hear what happened to Rahab.
The city and all that is in it are to be devoted to the Lord. Only Rahab the prostitute and all who are with her in her house shall be spared, because she hid the spies we sent. Joshua said to the two men who had spied out of the land, go into the prostitute's house and bring her out, and all who belong to her, in accordance with your oath to her. So the young man who had done the spying went in and brought out Rahab, her father and mother, her brothers and sisters, and all who belonged to her. They brought out her entire family and put in place outside the camp of Israel.
So did you hear? Rahab was safe. She wasn't destroyed with the rest of Jericho. And do you know why? It tells us there that Rahab, she hid the spies from Joshua. Maybe if you were here in the morning a few weeks ago, then you did that. We did that with the adults and with the children's groups. Rahab, she hid the spies. And it tells us there why Rahab did that. She said to the spies, I know your God is the God of heaven and of earth. She knew that God was going to win. She knew that God was the one who would have the victory. And she chose to be on God's side. So Elsie, can you go and stand over there? She chose to be on God's side. She chose to hide the spies, to save them. And she asked them to rescue her. Even though she was from the city of Jericho, even though she wasn't even a really good person from the city of Jericho, in fact, her job involved breaking God's laws, but she chose to be on God's side. And she was safe when the city of Jericho fell. She was safe because she chose God's side. She got to share God's victory. But we also hear about someone else. So Isaac's going to come and read to us about Achan. So this is Joshua 5. We've got verses 18 to 19. And then chapter 7, verse 1.
But keep away from the devoted things so that you will not bring about your own destruction by taking any of them. Otherwise, you make the camp of Israel liable to the destruction and bring trouble on it. All the silver and the gold and the articles of bronze and iron are sacred to the Lord and must go into his treasury. But the Israelites were unfaithful in regard to the devoted things. Achan, son of Carmi, the son of Zimri, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took some of them. So the Lord's anger burned against Israel.
So now we have somebody who was on the Israelite side. Would anyone like to come and be Achan? He was from the Israelites. Yeah, Reuben, would you like to? Okay, let's slip this on. Ready? Whoop. Do you mind popping this on? Like a big jumper. There we go. Lovely. Now, he was from the Israelites, but he didn't get to share in God's victory. Because as well as march around the walls, God gave them another instruction. The instruction was not to take any of the gold or silver or bronze for themselves. That was going to be special for God. But Achan didn't listen. He didn't trust God. He took some of the gold and silver for himself and hid it. He chose to be against God. And you know, very sadly, the story ends with Achan dying. You see, when we reject God, when we don't choose to be on his team, we see the Canaanites and we see Achan. They rejected God. They didn't get to share in God's victory. And instead, they died. So we can see this isn't a story about the Israelites or the Canaanites. It's not a story about good people or bad people. This is a story about God's amazing victory. And we can choose. Do we join in that victory, like Joshua, like most of the Israelites, like Rahab? Or do we reject God, like the Canaanites and like Achan? And you know, this story points us forward to another story in the Bible, to an even greater battle. This wasn't a battle against Jericho. This was a battle against sin and death. And God sent his own son, Jesus, to fight this battle. And you know, just like the Battle of Jericho was fought in a very strange way, not with violence, well, Jesus fought this battle, not with violence, but by giving up his life on a cross. Just like there was a shout and the walls came down, Jesus would shout, "It is finished," as the barrier of sin comes down, is taken away. And there weren't any stones falling, but there was a stone that rolled away from an empty tomb when God raised Jesus back to life. This is God's biggest and best victory, a victory against sin and death. And we have the invitation to join with God, to be a part of his victory. It says in the Bible, a famous verse, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." We have a choice. We can stay away from God, reject him, and perish. Or we can choose to be on God's team. We can share in his victory and have eternal life with him. Isn't that amazing? The biggest and most amazing battle ever fought, and we can share in the victory. Let me finish by praying. Thanks be to God. He gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, that you are so powerful. You defeated the Canaanites by making the walls of Jericho crumble. Thank you, God, that you are so powerful that you defeated sin and death by Jesus dying and coming back to life. Thank you that when we choose to follow you, we can share in your victory and have eternal life. Amen.